Chewy, what you got going on?
Yeah, well, it must have been love, but it's all over for Steph Curry's parents. We'll get into that later. Ooh.
And Young Thug is about to be the mayor of the slimiest city around.
Now, Heidi and Frank will join us later, but first, Sherry, did Ben Hunter get J-Lo something from the store with the pretty blue boxes?
Well, my darling, Gary, our girl J-Lo sure knows how to hook them and make them commit, baby, because her boo-boo Ben Affleck was spotted shopping for engagement rings.
Already? Damn, she operates like a Kardashian, hell.
Oh, no. I say maybe more like Liz Taylor, not a Kardashian. There you go. Ben was spotted with his mother, and all of his three kids. You know that series. He was perusing a collection of very expensive engagement rings at Tiffany's in Los Angeles. And if he is indeed planning on proposing to Jennifer, this will be her 6th engagement ring. I don't know if you guys remember, but back in the day, Ben proposed to J-Lo with a $2.5 million 6-carat pink diamond engagement ring from Harry Winston.
Gorgeous. Do y'all think this is a part of Tiffany's marketing campaign? Because you know Jay-Z and B done made it hot right now. So you know Tiffany probably was like, hey, let me get in on this. What y'all think?
Could be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They're smart. I want to know, when you have 6 engagement rings, what are you doing to these men, J-Lo? Like, you a modern-day Liz Taylor, but what is in the secret sauce?
It's actually 2 words. I will tell you. It's intention and it's okay, intention and when she gets into the she lets him know what you need to do to be with her, and she does not waver from that at all. And then deal, she adds in the baby, you are a goner, okay? They are goners.
Child, please, they're so overrated.
Gary, Noah, they're not.
Speaking from experience is not overrated.
I co-sign with HK. I co-sign.
Well, y'all, love is cool, but looks like Steph Curry's parents, Sonya and Dale Curry, may have fouled out. Yes, they are ending their 33-long-year marriage. Like Steph's parents have been low-key separated for about the past year and have decided to make it permanent. The Currys released this statement, guys. They said, after exploring a trial separation over the past year and much thoughtful consideration, we have decided to end our marriage. Now, no other details have been released, but this, of course, is a sad day for the entire family and pretty much everybody because we all used to love seeing the parents of Curry in the stands, you know, just like cheering them on. We love that unit that they all had, so it's pretty sad.
Well, Portia, honey, Steph's mama won't be lonely for a long time, Portia, y'all, because our friend Mr. Ricky Smiley, he posted, y'all, a screenshot of her DM saying, hey, big head. So it's like he's trying to get out of this rich woman.
Man, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You got to go for it before everybody else
does.
That might
get her attention, y'all. That might do That might do
Ricky
it.
Ricky done left the big head comment before she even left her attorney's office. Baby, they ain't even filed paperwork yet.
Damn, Rick.
She don't want no broke-ass comedian. Hell, please.
Gary. He definitely ain't broke.
This is why I say, honey, you might as well damn it be getting married, honey, after 1 month. Because, I mean, you never know how things gonna happen out. So if you love me today, honey, let's get married, hell. And just do on the job training.
Gary. Hello. Yeah. On the job. That's what I say.
Okay, guys, let me just let y'all know it's time for a new segment that we are calling here at Dish. Didn't see Dish coming. Ooh, okay. So wait, y'all, let me tell y'all, here's the deal. Nobody will see it coming too because I'm going to read it in the prompter for the first time myself, so it'll be a surprise for everyone. Got it?
Okay.
That's good, right?
Whew, Lil Nas X is screaming, yo quiero Taco Bell, y'all, because guess what? He was named the chief impact officer in a new partnership with the fast food chain.
Hey.
It sounds like a pretty fun gig, y'all. The rapper's role will include arranging cool activities and collaborations, as well as creating a new innovative menu, darling, that will promote his upcoming album, Montero. And according to Keto Taco Bell, it will be an exclusive experience, darling, and they look forward to combining food and philanthropy with the superstar. Now, everybody, what do y'all think about Nas, Lil Nas X, being the head CIO in charge?
I love it because it's a full circle moment for Lil Nas X because he worked there for a couple years. So he for him did? To come back as he did.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
So for him, so yep. for him to come back as a boss, that's just a beautiful moment, full circle moment for Lil Nas X. I'm really proud and happy for him.
If they made a Montero meal, it kind of just rolls off the tongue. Yeah. The Montero meal, the naked burrito.
Listen, I'll be buying that as long as he got a Nacho Bel Grande up in there. If he got a Nacho Bel Grande and a Montero.
I am very offended that they would give him the title of Chief Impact Officer. Why would they give him that title? Chief Impact Officer.
It's a fancy word for PR and promote it to the kids.
Oh, you know what it is, y'all. Gary doesn't really know how to spell impact. He think it's like...
I want a chalupa.
Oh, Gary. My God.
You want a chalupa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it looks like Young Thug plans to build Slime City right here in Georgia. Nice. So what? Word is Thugger was gifted 100 acres of land by his manager and real estate agent for his 30th birthday last week. Now, Slime City is actually going to be more like a subdivision than an actual city. And it's unclear exactly where the property is, but there seems to be a small lake, so that's kind of dope, right?
Oh, yeah, we love lake houses in Atlanta.
And I definitely think the people will pay because if Young Thug wants his money, I believe the tenants will pay. Would y'all pack up and move to Slime City?
I'm gonna have to make sure he hires the right people for the upkeep of the property and all that. But it might be cute though.
If it was a city or a subdivision you could live in, built by a celeb, who would it be and why? Like Akon's city in Africa. Who would you live? Where would you live?
Trevor Noah's Ark. That's where I wanna live.
Trevor Noah's Ark.
Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I would totally live at Tyler Perry Studios. Like this man.
Yeah.
I saw a picture. He's back. What? He has, like, real houses on the property, y'all. Like, not just no prop houses.
I want to live in Headcrackville. That would be a great neighborhood.
Oh, damn.
Honey.
Oh,
my God. Oh, wow. That's in the Crackville.
The crime is low. We're fair.
I would think you would want to live in Will Packer Land.
Will Packer Land. Everybody get new teeth.
Franklin, I hear there's a debate about Tom Cruise.
Yes, Gary, it's a huge debate. I've been yelling at people all morning long. I actually lost my voice over it.
He's so passionate.
Yes, this restaurant claimed to have had Tom Cruise stop by and eat there. So they got a picture with him, and they put it online and said, yeah, Tom Cruise stopped by, enjoyed some chicken tikka masala so much he ordered a second plate. But some fans aren't buying it like me. I was like...
Oh, you don't think it's him?
Yes, it's not Tom Cruise. That's like a lookalike or a bad Photoshop. Why the Indian boy band pose? I mean, if it's going to be Tom Cruise, wouldn't we all be like, hey, Tom.
You can't do that because of COVID. You notice he took his mask down for the picture.
Prove it was him.
But he's not gonna stand next to anybody. Now,
you're in school, Tom.
I do think it's him. I think he looks a little off. He looks a little puffier than Tom Cruise, but he is getting older. Now, here's where I have a problem, because I love a good investigation. Tom Cruise, the real Tom Cruise, his earlobes come down and connect directly to his head.
Oh, wow.
This Tom Cruise, if you zoom in on the picture, his earlobes are lobed. They don't connect to his head. They come around.
This restaurant, though, is in England, and Tom is in England right now shooting Mission Impossible.
So it's not an impossible mission. This restaurant got him to eat some chicken.
It's a masala possible. Chicken masala possible.
All right, well, don't go anywhere. We're going to see if we can actually find the real Tom Cruise after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, last night, secrets were revealed on Bachelor in Paradise, and one secret was the fact that, allegedly, Victoria P. had a boyfriend back home, y'all. What?
Oh, no. Now you know that ain't right.
Right?
Wow.
Victoria was connecting with James, and two of the other women ratted her out for already having a man.
Ooh,
so Victoria confronted the ladies who she thought were her friends. Check it out.
You guys felt like you needed to go to him to talk to him instead of coming to be the VP girl. Like, you know, maybe you need to talk to him. I'm hurt right now, and I just got blunted. You guys have had time to process
this.
But no,
you're trying to blame your actions on us.
I'm not.
You are, though, because you're saying I'm disappointed in you, but you're trying to paint this picture to make yourself look better, and I'm not.
It's based on assumption that, like, you guys thought that I wasn't going to talk to him, and I was.
No, I think you were talking about it. I don't think that you were going to tell him the truth about a lot of things.
I gotta take a minute. No,
you can take a minute to think about your thoughts and how you can manipulate people.
I love you guys.
But I have the receipts.
I haven't said much, and I think it's disrespectful for you to not listen to me.
I'm setting a healthy boundary. I need a second
right
now to walk away.
It's because
I love
you are getting defensive.
Okay?
Wow.
This is what I love about the way they were fighting. This is women of other ethnicities. Because she was like, you know what, guys? I'm going to have my healthy boundaries, and I love you all. And I'm like, if that would have been me and y'all told on me, somebody would have been punched in the mouth. Y'all gonna go and tell on me.
You're supposed wrong to be with my
because we go by a code. You don't snitch.
Gary said he's telling. You telling
that's
Gary?
That's right, baby. I'm
of
telling,
course
honey.
She is.
I'm with Portia, bitch. Tell.
You know Gary snitching, Lord.
All right, y'all. Kanye West, I love it, is gearing up for the third listening party for his new album, Donda, which, of course, is named after his late mother. So Kanye, who grew up in Chicago, is holding the event this Thursday at Soldier Field, home of the Chicago Bears. And get this, Kanye is recreating his modest childhood home in the middle of the stadium.
Oh, all right, really?
Cool.
This
that's
is
dope.
Crazy.
That's
are you
cool.
so
serious? I like that.
It is so crazy. Now, Brad, we are both from Chicago. So what do you think of this tribute to his early years? You remember that kind of house, don't you?
Yo, I think this is a dope idea. Like, yeah, I would definitely do something like this because it brings you that feeling back. And he's probably been missing that good homegrown Chi-Town where he grew up. And he's going to put it in the middle of the stadium. It's going to make him feel great while he's presenting his new album dedicated to his mom.
But you know what, Brad? I think there's a deeper, darker meaning behind what he's doing, because you know he's also beefing with Drake. And, and as a person who's went to both of the listening parties, he ups the level of professionalism each event. So he builds this house. He's going to do a musical at the Soldier Field, and then he's going to drop the house on Drake, just like they did The Witch from The Wizard of Oz. Like,
wow.
That would be crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
All right, guys. Well, check this out, especially you, Gary. Listen up. What's something we all can use? More time and less hassle. And going to the post office is definitely a thing. I don't miss it all. Now that we have stamps.com. Like, listen, with stamps.com, you can skip trips to the post office and save on postage.
Oh, now, I did hear that it allows you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. So send letters, honey, ship packages, and pay less and discounted rates from USPS and UPS.
Yup. Stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every year. Now, Gary, you could barely use a smartphone, but this is so easy, you will love it. Stamps.com brings the same U.S. Postal and UPS shipping services right to your computer.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
I knew you would, yo. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving nearly 1 million small business owners like you time and money.
Okay, now, honey, how can I just stop wasting time and at the post office and get started?
It's easy. Just go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code DishNation, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in DishNation. That's Stamps.com, promo code DishNation. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
All right, y'all. Up next, The Rock surprises some unexpected fans. Man, I wish that was me. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with Heidi and Frank. Hey, guys.
Yay. All right, Sherry, you know, when I saw this story that I'm going to tell you about, I thought, you know what? Frank needs to be more like Fat Joe.
What?
Puerto Rican?
I'm half like Fat Joe.
Okay, so this weekend, Fat Joe had a birthday party in New York City. A ton of celebrities showed up, of course.
Nice.
Nobody looked hotter than Ashanti. And Fat Joe was so moved by Ashanti and how well she looked, he had to do an Instagram recap of her grand entrance. Listen to this.
Ashanti comes out that car. Jesus Christmas. I mean, what wasn't she wearing? Holy.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Wow.
Your friend's gonna guess you up. Wow. Your friend's gonna guess you up like that.
So Ashanti reposted the clip with the caption, "If your brother don't hype you up like this, he's trash."
Straight
up. Love you, bro. Seriously.
Oh, 100%.
Would you ever wear that out? The same thing Ashanti wore?
I couldn't.
I mean, you look at that. She was showing off.
I would spend my whole night. Sherry, you know when you like wear a mini skirt or something back in the day, and you spend your whole night like tugging on it.
You can't eat anything.
Can't sit down.
I would wear a dress like that if it had Spanx inserts. in it. Like, you know, like, put, and you put girdle, okay. Yeah, girdle pockets.
You couldn't hide anything in that dress.
Girdle pockets? Frank, you've been working with Heidi for 20 years, bro. Why don't you ever hype Heidi up like this, man?
Yes. I'll wait.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'll have to.
Walk away.
You want me to do that
now? Wow, Frank.
Yes.
Jeez. Does it take that much? Come on, Fat Joe.
Yo.
Come on, Fat Joe.
Well.
Frank Joe, come on.
Wow.
Well, speaking of hyping someone up, Dwayne The Rock.
Wow.
I'm going to kill you. Wow. Uncomfortable.
He's
I'm going to kill you, Frank. Hype Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
How can you not hype Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Super nice guy. You know how we have those tour buses?
Yes.
Like the celebrity tours? Yes.
See them all the time.
Well, yes. Dwayne The Rock Johnson totally surprised a group of tourists who were on one of these celebrity tour vans because it was going through his neighborhood.
Can you imagine?
Through his neighborhood. And he's driving and sees it. So he pulls up next to it and says, hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock? They go crazy. Take a look.
All right, this is kind of funny. There's a tour bus here that always tours through my neighborhood. Hey, you guys know where I can find The Rock?
That is so friggin' hysterical, and
what
I love
guy.
It. But do you know, one time I was by one of these things, and I rolled down the window like The Rock, and it was like, oh my God, that's that girl. What's her name? That's that girl.
Yeah, I know you. I don't know your name, but I know you was in that show.
You was in that movie, right?
Up next, Nico Tortorella's new tattoo or tattoo might make you scream. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Boy, this is a doozy. I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. Star of the show, younger Nico Tortorella, recently got some new ink, and it's interesting. Yeah, it's his version of a line tattoo. It starts from his neck and goes all the way down his back and his leg to his Achilles tendon.
Wow.
Like they went over the Achilles tendon.
What do you think, Frank? What's your interpretation, Frank?
In the line of the universe, that's tapping into his soul frequency.
Do I need to see a hairy and zitty ass to see your soul frequency?
Even the line was to avoid his hairy, zitty ass.
It went all the way around.
I'm like, nope, stop here.
And that concerns me because, baby, if you gain weight, that tattoo gonna be zigzagging all over the daggone place.
Yeah.
If you got one, though, Sherry, if you decide to get a line on your body.
Where do you draw the line?
I don't know if I would do it, because I think it's got to mean something spiritual.
What do we think there? Tattoo or tat?
Tattoo.
I don't like it. I think it's tattoo.
I think it's the latest thing. I like it.
A lot of people getting line tattoos. I like it.
I think it's tattoo. I think it's pretty cool.
Tattoo. I like it.
Thanks a lot, guys, for hanging me out to dry.
Sorry, Heidi.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.